Hello and welcome to Seeking Christ's Peace on Contemplative Prayer, Talk 3. This series of talks initially presents doorways and helps into contemplative prayer. We are basically seeking to quiet our spirits to be receptive to the risen Christ's merciful, relational, and fulfilling peace, shalom. His peace is one of a living communion with Him, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, and all created persons united with Him, and openness to His transfiguring graces. So our resolute interior path is to be one of increasing receptivity to Christ and His actions in our lives. The Catechism's teachings on our vocation to holiness are clarifying and helpful here. Section 2013. All Christians in any state or walk of life are called to the fullness of Christian life and to the perfection of charity. All are called to holiness. Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. In order to reach this perfection, the faithful should use the strength dealt out to them by Christ's gift, so that doing the will of the Father in everything, they may wholeheartedly devote themselves to the glory of God and to the service of their neighbor. Thus, the holiness of the people of God will grow in fruitful abundance, as is clearly shown in the history of the Church through the lives of so many saints. Section 2014. Spiritual progress tends toward ever more intimate union with Christ. This union is called mystical because it participates in the mystery of Christ through the sacraments, the holy mysteries, and in Him, in the mystery of the Holy Trinity. God calls us all to this intimate union with Him, even if the special graces or extraordinary signs of this mystical life are granted only to some for the sake of manifesting the gratuitous gift given to all. Section 2015. The way of perfection passes by way of the cross. There is no holiness without renunciation and spiritual battle. Spiritual progress entails the ascesis and mortification that gradually lead to living in peace, in the peace and joy of the Beatitudes. He who climbs never stops going from beginning to beginning, through beginnings that have no end. He never stops desiring what he already knows. That's St. Gregory of Nyssa. Thus, even the path of contemplation and contemplative prayer shares in the paschal mystery of our Lord, and it is entered into while seeking communion with Him through the Holy Spirit, and it is entered with an openness to ongoing conversion, lifelong, profound, and centered in charity, Christ's rich and mysterious love, the Sacred Heart's merciful opening for us as fellow human beings. Before we move on from basic doorways to more varied discussions in support of contemplative prayer, I intend to offer two more doorways, the first in this talk and the other in the next. These may be of help to those who have not found the verbal or calling on the Lord doorway helpful, or perhaps sense a simpler path is even better. When you think about it, our Lord perfects the commandments of the Old Testament by showing their spirit and broader implications and deepening the roots of this new way of life interiorly. For example, He teaches that an attitude of interior lust is sinful, as is an interior posture of anger. Living with an interior awareness is natural in the grace of Christ, and many of us have already met our own imagination when we pray silently, making words, speaking with our imaginations. Today I want to speak of the cloud of unknowings teachings as a doorway. This basically amounts to imagining your interior self entering into an infinite cloud, colorless, enveloping, and yet lovingly embracing and even permeating us. The image is as close to not having an image as one can get. This is, one might say, using an image to go beyond images interiorly. This image is best regarded as a sacred cloud linking all of the images in Scripture of God's presence as being hidden in a cloud, especially the giving of the law on Mount Sinai, in the transfigurations overshadowing on Mount Tabor, and in the ascension of Jesus. This is a doorway of unknowing, in that, as with the verbal doorways, we don't seek discursive conversation or meditation that involve our reasoning. We seek the eternal Trinity's mysterious presence in the risen Christ indwelling in us through the Holy Spirit. This cloud of unknowing doorway is best known through the classic 14th century book with that title and its sequel, The Book of Privy Counseling. Try this. After some discursive prayer, like an interior Our Father and Hail Mary, one can just go gently into the cloud. If thoughts come, just gently turn back into the cloud. As one enters the cloud more deeply, let all images fade away or diffuse, a little like softening the volume of your interior verbal repetitive prayer. This unknowing, or this apophaticism, which is common at some point to all the doorways to Christian contemplative prayer, is a sort of human wonder, humbled to know that the risen Christ's majesty and mystery, indeed, his reality and that of the entire Trinity, are too sublime to have but little justice done to them in human knowing in this side of heaven. And essential, necessary, and integral to this way is that we have trusted the summit of divine revelation in Jesus and the Spirit to bring us into God, who is Trinitarian love. The full truth of that glorious revelation in the missions of the Son and Spirit exceeds what we can perceive. We can apprehend this truth, but not comprehend it, not fully grasp it. This divine love, nevertheless, gently seeks and holds us. Because the interior quieting part of this doorway is in the unknowing part of its name, it is very easy to make this a heady doorway, that is, imagining it as primarily one's intellect entering a sort of quieting. But this quieting entry into the cloud can be conceived also as embracing one completely and even centered in one's core, one's heart. I find the core-centered imaging more fruitful and intimate, while being lovingly met there in the sacred darkness by the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit. You can try this prayer doorway now if you like, or continue to use a doorway you are used to. Again, daily and frequent practice is desirable and recommended.